Welcome to Grow in Grace Podcast, where we want to encourage you to think deeply about God so that you can know Him and love Him better. Join us as we strive to grow in grace together. Welcome to the Grow in Grace Podcast. We are your hosts, Shanna and Kristen, and we are so excited to be back after, what was it, Kristen? Like over a month?
Really long time.
A really, really
long time. But we're back.
We're back. Yay. What's up, friend?
Hey, this is the first time we're seeing each other face to face since I got married.
Yes.
And you were up here for my wedding. So this is fun. That's the other thing is when we don't record, we don't get to see each other face to face and talk face to face. So
no. We've been talking still daily.
We have been talking daily.
Not as often because our lives have been really busy lately, but
time zones.
We have made
like
it.
That made things crazy.
But we made it work.
We did.
Kristen Fessler, what's up, friend?
Fessler, that's me. Just to give you all a insight into what this episode is going to be. It's been again a crazy couple months for both of us, and so that's why we purposefully did not record anything new. I think the last time you and I did an episode is quite a while ago, and then we had the interview with Kyle. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple guests that recorded episodes for us and kind of stood
in for
us, which was so great and such a gift to both of us to just be able to have those during this like really busy time,
like people we trust.
Yes. And they did such a good job and handled their topics with grace and just as we knew that they would. Right. Mm-hmm. But as we were discussing our first episode back, we'll get into this, but you're coming off of VBS at church. And so like, I think we both were thinking it, and I think I was the one who said, hey, can our first episode just be like a catch-up episode? This is not going to be anything with theology. We're not going to discuss anything like that. It's literally just going to be us catching up because there's been a lot going on. And our next episode, we will get back into our series, but just to kind of set up the stage of what this episode is going to be. So if you're not interested in knowing what's going on in our lives, you can skip this one. That's totally cool. otherwise, we're just going to be chatting and catching up with each other. So
yeah. Welcome to Two Friends.
Yeah.
Just having a conversation.
Is that what this is called? The Two Friends Podcast? Are we
changing? The Two Friends Podcast. Yes. The Two Friends Podcast.
Oh man.
Yep. We, all right, let's back it up. So right after Kyle's interview, which my gosh, I've actually listened to it twice since then.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm going to try to do this in order of things. We jumped on a plane and went to Spain, to Madrid. We went to Madrid and went to Barcelona. And then from there, we went to London, which is my favorite. And honestly, that seems like a lifetime ago because so much has happened.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a while ago.
Yeah, but we had the best time. And we came back and we were home for like 48 hours. I mean, literally, it was nothing. And then we packed up the car and went on this Midwest tour. first stop, Ark Museum. Second stop, Kristen's wedding.
Yeah.
And honestly, I know I said this like when I introduced you and Matthew together, like on our social media. Even looking back on it, I'm like, it was the most Kristen wedding ever. Like it was literally like not even like decor aside, but just like I think it was like everything, just knowing you. It was literally what you wanted and what you dreamed of. And it was so sweet to like sit back and say like, man, Matthew was worth the wait, but like all of it was worth the wait. So,
right.
I'm going to ask you some questions, which we did not discuss. So
I know we haven't literally y'all.
There's no talking points for this. about to ask her questions.
Well, and not only that, but like the reception ended, we left and like we did our sparkler exit. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't see Shanna again. Like, I didn't even say bye. I didn't mm-hmm. say bye to anyone. We just left. I was exhausted by that point, and I was like, done. So yeah. I think I ended up even texting you and being like, I'm so sorry I didn't get to say goodbye to you or your husband or your kids who traveled okay. out here. Like, I okay. was so sad. But
I'm like, go to your honeymoon. Great. But goodbye.
So we haven't discussed any of the wedding or really anything.
We haven't. So. I mean, I would love for you to kind of recap or share if you can. It was such a crazy busy time. But I would also love to hear maybe like, what are a couple of things that stood out to you the most at your wedding? I know like specifically one instance. I'm going to circle back around. I'm going to see if you say it first. That really like was like one of your most favorite things of the night, you said. But like, if you're looking back on your wedding, what was some of your favorite things that you remember? Because I have perspectives from the outside too.
Right.
That I was like, oh, have you ever seen, I know you've seen, all of our listeners watch the Office, and it's like the Pam and Jim moment where they like mentally take a picture.
Yep.
And I have that moment so many times that night where I'm like, I want to remember this in my head.
Yeah. Okay. So just to give you all a little bit of insight into who I am as a person, my goal for this whole wedding was to do as much planning and getting things done ahead of time so that like day of, no one was stressed. And I'm really excited to say that I feel like that was accomplished. Yeah. I think the person that was most stressed was probably my sister-in-law, who was my day of coordinator. And even that, I don't think it was anything like crazy stress. We showed up at like 10 a.m. and kind of did some last minute things. And we were able to decorate the venue beforehand, like the night before after the rehearsal, which was a huge help. It was that in and of itself was a lot of fun because it was my, all of my family and you guys and my bridesmaids and Matthew's family, and everyone just kind of was executing my vision that I was having a hard time describing what my vision was, but I kind of was like, I'm thinking something like this, run with it. And they all really did. And like mm-hmm. all the kids being able to help, was a lot of fun. All of my nieces and nephews
And like your nieces and nephews, like even my kids,
but yeah,
felt like kids. They had a part in KK's wedding, like just setting up. And I know at one point they were like asking you, what can you do? And you were so, I could see you frustrated. Like, I don't even know right now. But you were so kind. You were like, if I think of something, I'll let you know. And my kids were like, I was just that you'll let me know.
That's what I'm they like, were good enough. Like, and I was like,
see these vases, put water in them.
Water in them.
Trying to give them something to do. But it really was, I think, the rehearsal, like that night decorating, just to see both family and friends that were there come together, man. Like it was really sweet. And I hope I hope the whole thing you realized how loved you guys are. But it was really fun.
So that meant that the day of, we had the venue from 8 a.m. until like midnight or 1 a.m. later on, or that like, so we had it the whole day. But I knew it was going to be a long day, so I didn't want to get there at 8 a.m. So we got there, I think, at like 10, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe 10:30.
That's 10:30.
I don't remember. Yeah. So we got there about 10 or 10:30 and did some last minute things, kind of cleaned some stuff up and did a little bit more decorating, but I don't feel like there was a ton to do then.
No,
and it was by noon was kind of my time frame of being able to go and start getting ready. And I feel like we really were able to do that by noon. And we had like from noon to 3 to kind of relax and get ready. And that was a blast, like Kristen, super relaxing, super just like,
we were not rushed. Like it was literally. Right.
And like, I am amazing. Again, me being who I am, I didn't have my makeup done. I didn't have my hair done. Like I did my own makeup. I did my own hair. So the girls all had to do theirs, but like everyone kind of pitched in.
Thank you, Jana.
Yeah, like Jana did helped you with your hair, and I think Rebecca helped you with your makeup. And
your
like
girls
so
were
like
great.
They were able to, everyone was able to be like, yeah, I can do this for you, which was a lot of fun for me. Just to have everyone kind of together and being able to get ready. So and then we had, you know, pictures and all of that, which was a blast. I did a first look with my dad. I did a first look with Matthew, and we actually wrote vows that we read to each other there rather than in front of everyone, because that is par for the course of who we are, which I need to get that. I had Melissa record it, and I need to get that recording from Melissa.
Because I would love to see it. I stayed back like a really good friend should have done.
I know
everyone. It was really hard.
I know everyone wanted to be there.
Your mom and I were both like trying to peek through like the forest that there, we couldn't see anything, but we really tried.
And then, and then it was go time pretty much. And the wedding was amazing. It was exactly as I wanted it to be. You asked me for what were my favorite things. So seeing Matthew for the first time, like that first look will be like imprinted on my brain forever. It was great and amazing and everything that we had kind of like built up to, because of course he didn't know what my dress looked like. And that was the hardest thing, was to keep that a secret. And so for him to finally see my dress and just for us to connect, because we hadn't really talked much that day. So that was amazing. The having my brothers, so each of my brothers were able to be a part of the wedding in like the actual ceremony portion. So both of my brothers and my dad, of course, are pastors. And so they were able to kind of have a part in the ceremony. So Steve, my oldest brother, was able to be there and be the one up front to start everything off, and up there with Matthew as I came down. And of course, my dad escorted me down, and so that freed him up from being able to, from having to, you know, it was just like a dance is really of like switching people in and out.
Can I just say though, I mean, one of my big picture moments, if people could see me, I'm like taking a picture. Honestly, from the, Rebecca and I both did this, from the rehearsal through the wedding, was watching your brothers watch you. Like it was, I mean, always you, I, every time a bride comes down, everyone turns and looks at the groom. And of course I did that. I saw Matthew's face, but then I went to your brothers who were both like tearing up like babies.
Yeah.
And they did that. They did that at the rehearsal when we were practicing. I look over, I think I expected it from Brad. And I look over at Steve, and he's like wiping his eyes. I'm like, well, I really need that tissue, Kristen, that you were giving me. And so that was like a moment for me, was just like watching them watch their little sister, like just have like the happiest day of her life. It was like, even right now, they're not even my brothers. And I'm getting emotional, because it was truly just really sweet. And your wedding was just really intimate, I felt like.
Yeah. It was an incredibly special thing to have each of them involved in it. So Steve kind of kicked it off and had a prayer. And then we went into a couple of worship songs that we specifically picked out for that, like what we wanted to communicate. And one of them, I cried through the entire thing.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, nope, not going to be able to. I still can't sing it to this day and not cry. Mm-hmm. Like I knew it was going to happen. But and then that introed into my brother Brad coming up and giving a kind of like the charge or the sermon. But one of the things that we wanted from the very beginning was have a very clear presentation of the gospel. Because we knew this was an opportunity that some of our unsaved friends and family members were going to be attending. And I just wanted them to have that clear this is what marriage is about. And this is what Christ did for us on the cross. And, you know, the connection of the picture that marriage is of Christ in the church. And so
I think he did a, John, you're going to actually talk about this on our drive the next day. A phenomenal job. I think a lot of weddings really focus on 1 Corinthians 13.
Right.
And he took it back to Genesis.
Yep.
And it was like, I mean, it was wonderful. It was so good. I was like, that was everything that you wanted. Like Christ was magnified a lot in your wedding. And I think that just really encompasses like you and Matthew and your marriage, you know, and what, like what your goals are.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Anyway, and it was
good
funny.
Job,
so
good job, Brad.
I had told them, I was like, okay, Steve, you have 5 minutes. I had it all written out. Like, Steve, this is how much time you have to talk. And I remember I told Brad he had 7 minutes. Once the ceremony started, I had no concept of time. Really, the whole day, I didn't really have a concept of time. I didn't have my phone hardly on me at all. Like once it was picture time, I did not know. From then on, I didn't have my phone on me anymore. So I had no concept of time. So I was like, once we get started, I have no idea how long it is. But Brad kept making fun of me. He's like, how do you expect a pastor to
7 minutes, man, preach
and speak about the gospel in 7 minutes? Yeah. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
My nieces were like, that's not going to happen, Auntie Kristen. I was like, I know. But I was like, if I give him a low number, then he's going to go a little more, but not like 20 minutes. I just didn't want like a 45 minute ceremony, which I think we ended up close to it, but that's okay. Again,
like
I don't remember.
Yeah.
So anyway, so after Brad was able to present the gospel, he invited our parents up. So Matthew's parents and then my mom and dad and me and Matthew. And then we went up and they did like a private parents prayer where they prayed over us, which was another part that I was just like, just to hear both of our, it was our dads that prayed over us. And to hear the love and just that, to have that time to hear them pray over us in our marriage and what we were stepping into was, I think, an incredibly special time for the both of us. And then we came back down and my dad was able to finish it out and do the vows. When I first was talking to him and we were planning the wedding, I gave him the option. I said, you can either sit down with your wife and enjoy this day in the ceremony.
Just be dad.
And just be dad. Mm-hmm. Or I would love to have you do the vows and, you know, to be a part of it. And he thought about it and he was like, I think I really want to do it. And so it was a very, so now, he did the vows for Brad and Johnny and me and Matthew. He was a part of Steve and Melissa, but didn't actually do the vows portion. So he's been a part of each of his kids, in their marriage and, the ceremony. And then we got married.
Honestly, like, baby girls hit differently for dads.
Yes. Yes. And so I knew, really, that's sweet. Why I wanted to give them the option. I was like, if you don't want to, I got two brothers. Like we can figure this out.
Divide and conquer. It was beautiful.
And then, and so then the ceremony was over and we got to go and do our family pictures, of course. But then there's a couple things that I intentionally planned into our day because I've heard from all kinds of different people. One, they didn't get to eat the meals or the food that was at their wedding. And I was super stoked about the food that was at our wedding. We had tacos and we had chicken fingers and pulled pork and mac and cheese and green beans. And so I really wanted tacos. And so at the end, we had kind of like a cocktail hour where we had some, meat and cheese boards and things like that, that were out, which was a whole nother thing. Cause my nieces and our family got together and got to put all those together. And that was a fun little afternoon.
Yeah. They told me
to the wedding
that I think like little things that we look over means a lot to them.
Means a lot.
Cause they told me that they got to help Auntie Kristen, do that. And I'm like, honestly, it was beautiful and a lot of work. So
they did a fantastic job.
It was awesome.
So anyway, so while kind of that cocktail hour was happening, I had, well, you and I think, was it Jana or Heather that brought over?
All three of us.
I couldn't remember who all brought.
Oh, food. Bring your food?
Yes, brought me and Heather food over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and Heather. Yeah. So they brought us food over to the groom's cabin and Matthew and I got to eat. So we had to, we got like a few minutes just to sit and talk and talk about the ceremony and
exhale a little.
Exhale and enjoy being like, look at each other and be like, we're married. Like, yeah, we actually did it. We got there and we were able to eat. And so, and then we were announced, and while everyone else was eating, then we were able to go around and talk to people, which was really nice to be freed up during that time. And then the reception, which I'm not going to walk through everything, but one of my other favorite, so one of my favorite parts was having that time with Matthew eating, even though it was just a few minutes, it was just enough for us to take a breath and kind of connect. And because we knew that the rest of the time was going to be a lot of talking to other people and not really getting to talk to each other. And so that was one of my favorite moments. And then my final favorite moment was we, at the very end of the night, it invited everyone to go out and get started for the sparkler send off. And it was just me and Matthew and our photographer and the DJ. And you and Rebecca, because I saw you guys kind of peek in.
I snuck in at the end. I gave you like you the did. Whole song you until did. The very end.
We had a final dance of just the two of us. And that was one of my favorite parts too. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. That was your favorite part, I felt like.
Yeah. I was exhausted by that point, and it was just, again, just a time to soak in on the day and the love and the... just how everyone loved and cared for us and came together and pulled off this wedding. And so,
yeah, it was definitely, I mean, my wedding was 13 years ago, but I remember it being less about me and John Eric and more about everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and just like constantly, like you said, talking to people, which is great. People
took
time out of their day to love you and support you and congratulate you. And, but one constant theme I felt like is like you guys made time throughout the whole ceremony for just the two of you, from the first look to the time in the cabin to eat, to the dance at the end. Like, and I thought that was just really, really sweet. Like, you really made it, just about the two of you.
Yeah.
And that people were there to support you, but it wasn't about other people, you know?
Yeah. And I had just heard from so many people that said that the day went by so quickly. Like, I don't remember a whole lot about it. And I was like, that, I don't want that to be true. Like, I want it to be true that I remember every step of the way, and that
everything you prayed for, right?
Exactly. Like
every single thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so
I told my mom, I was talking to my mom afterwards and like kind of recounting everything to her. And I was like, I gave a speech, mom, that was not written down.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows me, my mom's like, you didn't plan it. I was like, I know. I didn't
write anything down.
I know that you're shocked. And so am I. but it was just really, and then can I tell you another fun thing I kind of thought, and this is really self-seeking for me, but I got to meet a lot of our listeners, a lot of your friends.
Yes.
Our listeners. And they're like, I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, I see your name on social media. It's so-and-so. And like, is it Yoli? Mm-hmm. How do you say her name? I said it wrong to her. And Yoli. She like gave me a massive hug and said it correctly. And I was like, I instantly love you and I will butcher it again. But I talked to her and I'm like, I feel like I've known her forever because of you. And so that was really sweet. And then I got to meet another one of your friends. It was like, we connected instantly over baseball. And I was like, I like you too. That was really fun. Like putting like names that I've read to like faces.
Yeah.
Was really, really sweet. It was like a family reunion for people I didn't know.
It was for people I didn't know. Yeah. So
I love it. And so You left from there. You guys went off to Mexico.
Yeah, we went off and did our honeymoon in Mexico, which was delightful. We went to an all-inclusive resort.
And you said you highly recommend that.
And I highly recommend that. If there's any listeners out there that are thinking about getting married, planning your marriage, and planning the honeymoon, do an all-inclusive resort, because the only thing you're going to have to think about is which restaurant on the resort you want to eat at that time. Other than that, everything else is kind of figured out for you, and it's wonderful. And so we spent really most of the day just kind of, or most of the days just relaxing at the pool, really. Yeah. The beach wasn't like, it was, you couldn't go into the water, so we didn't spend a whole lot of time on the beach. But then the last day we had a like a bally bed that was on the beach. So it was like this wonderful, relaxing time. And then we went and got a massage, which was Matthew's first massage. And he is
he's a believer.
A believer. Yes.
I think the best part of a beach is looking at the beach. I'm a mountain person. Which also, you look at mountains, but you can like, I love jeeping and hiking and all those things. And I love the beach, but you're not, I'm not going to spend hours in the water.
Right.
At the beach. My husband probably would. The best part of the beach is looking at the beach, like looking at the water. So like that bed sounds.
Yeah.
Give me a, and it was a like, book and that.
And, I'm it, like, and that's I'm exactly good. What we did. And it was, you had like a personal butler that went and got you food and it was all included, which was wonderful. So we did that. We got the massages and we went back for the afternoon at the bally bed. And then that night we had a candlelight dinner on the beach. And so it was just a really great time to kind of, that was on our last night there. We were leaving the next morning. And so we kind of relaxed all the way up until that point and then kind of had all those things happening.
Yeah.
And then we left and it was, I think we both were ready to get back to reality and,
your new life together.
Our new life together. That was the thing. Like, we were really excited to be able to go back to normal and be able to, you know, learn our new normal. And so we were even excited. That was like kind of a fun adventure to get back into that. One really funny thing, I was talking to one of the girls on my team at work today. And she was asking, it was one of the first times we have one-on-ones every month. And so, it was the first time that we had had a one-on-one since I'd been back, of course. And she asked, she's like, so do you feel like, is it, does it feel much different or is it pretty much the same? And I got to shock her because I don't share a ton about my personal life just because as their boss, I do some, but not a ton. So she was asking if it felt any different. And I was like, well, yeah, it feels a lot different because we didn't live together before we got married. And she was like, what? Like, this was something that would like break her brain, basically. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's not something that either one of us believe in and that we, you know, and I got to share a little bit about why we chose to do that. And so it was just really funny, really, though, that she was like,
really cool,
whoa.
Though.
Yeah, it was really cool. So part of that was being able to, you know, move all of his stuff in and get our house set up. And it's just been a lot of fun.
Our house.
Our house. It's been.
I love that.
It's been a journey. And Matthew will correct me all the time because so. He moved. I own a house or owned a house before him and had bought a house and I'd had it for like 5 years, 6 years. And then, you know, we started dating, we got engaged. And when we were talking through it, we're like, it probably just makes sense for you to move into the house. And so now it is our house, but I've gone 6 years of saying that it's my house.
Yeah.
So it's a hard transition. I was like, I promise it's yours too. And he's wonderful and is, you know, doing the dishes and helping out. He does the laundry. Oh my gosh. I haven't had to do laundry since we've been back and it's been delightful. I hate laundry.
Can I just tell you, I haven't unpacked from my last trip because of UBS. So,
well,
I don't want to talk about laundry right now. I don't want to talk about it.
So yeah, so from then it's just been normal life, getting back into routines and everything like that.
Yeah.
But now we get to hear about what all you've been up to.
Well, I kind of led a little bit with Spain and England. You went to Spain, and then we were home for 48 hours. I literally went and picked up my bridesmaid dress, and I'm like, Lord, like, in your kindness, let this fit me after 2 weeks of eating everything I want.
Yeah.
And traveling. And I would have nothing to do because we were leaving in like literally 2 days. And so got my kids. They were in Louisiana. I got them back home, packed up, got on the road, went to the Ark Encounter, which was really fun. Some of our homeschool curriculum is with master books. And so they have like this, a lot of like the characters or the animals that they would have in the homeschool books were like part of the Ark Encounter or whatever. So they thought that was really cool. And then I think, honestly, though, it was fun, but it was a lot, and it was a lot for kids. Like Ollie was done, like the first floor, and there's like 3 floors.
You're like,
and also, it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of reading. And so he really enjoyed like the interactive things. There just wasn't a whole lot of that. So if you have littles who are like learning to read or like not, you know, very strong readers, maybe wait. That's what I would say. But we did that. Then we came to you. And then the day after your wedding, we got on the road and went to Chicago. We went to Wrigley for a Cubs game. And that was so much fun. It was so much fun. I want to go back when they actually, I mean, think about it. Here's the thing. I was telling someone at church today about this. I'm terrible luck. Like I literally, at first I was joking and now I have a complex because my favorite team is the Yankees. They've always been better than the Rangers. I've never seen the Yankees win. Anytime they come to Texas, they will win the whole stinking series. But like the one night that I'm there, they will lose. They'll I've lose never seen them win. And so then one of our favorite things about the Cubs is like their song at the end. And I wanted to sing it with Emma because I have a video of her singing it when she was 4, when they won the World Series. I wanted to sing it with her at Wrigley. And they play the Reds. And no offense to you guys, but you're not the best. And they lost. So I did not get to sing that song because they lost to the Reds. So hopefully we'll get to redo that. But we, so we got to go to that game. And then like, this is how the trip went. Like,
yeah, it was like back to back.
We were not in Chicago 24 hours. Like the next day we went through St. Louis and went to like the arch and everything with the kids. And then from there, we went to Branson and I found like this Airbnb in Branson and it was like in this little resort. We had a water park. And so we stayed there 2 days. So every other place so far has been like one night. And so we stayed there 2 days and really it was a time for just like us and the kids without having to be somewhere the next day, you know? And so from Branson, then we came home. And so we just did like a little Midwest tour.
Yeah.
And then we were home for 2 or 3 nights. And then my kids went to Grand Camp. And while they were gone, we went to Holland. So it was fine. I was blown away. Everyone kept saying, are you really excited about Amsterdam? And I was like, Like London is like, if John Eric is like, let's move to London, I'm like, okay, I'm done. There. I love London. But Holland, like in general, like it was beautiful. Like the Dutch, like the houses. Before his conference, we did like the Anne Frank house, which is like really solemn and really heavy. And honestly, when I left, I was like, I need a drink. Like it was just like, I had to decompress. It was crazy. Like sad to like be there. And then I did the Corrie ten Boom house, which was in Harlem. And so let me tell you how the Lord worked this out. So I have some friends. We like they went to college. They went to BBC mm-hmm. with us, actually. Corey and his wife Kaylee. They are church planters in Amsterdam. And so when I was there, I met up with them for breakfast. We had coffee. And they were like, well, if you don't mind, we'll just go with, like, we'll tag along. And we can just spend the morning together. I'm like, yes, please. Because I was like, legit stressing out about the, like, train system and the language and, like, figuring it out. So I was like, thanks, God. I would love company. And so we did. Like, we went. Harlem is where Corey was at. It's, like, from. And so we walked together and went to this old house, like, this old, beautiful church. Walked through it, and then we got like a light lunch and just kind of like caught up on what the Lord was doing with their church in Holland or in Amsterdam, which is amazing to like just to see how like the gospel is flourishing in all these different places, like mm-hmm. and like places you would think would be really dark, right it was really encouraging, and so that was really sweet. And so apparently, for the Corey Ten Boom experience, if any of our listeners ever go to Holland, listen, the Corey, you want to book out, like they book out 4 to 6 months in advance. And ooh. I definitely didn't do that. And so the only tour available that had one spot was in Dutch. And I was like, you know, I've read The Hiding Place like 3 times. I just want to see it. And so I will do the Dutch tour and just
deal with
not
it.
Understand anything.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to people like at my church. I had like a VBS meeting like the day before I left. And they're like, Shanna, just get there an hour. Cause they every other hour, like one is English, one is Dutch. It's like every other hour. They're like, get there an hour early and just ask them. Like, it's not like I'm with a group of people. It's just me.
Right. It's just you.
And so that's what I did. I went and I asked them and they were like, we can for sure accommodate you. And so I was like, thank you. And so I went and it turned out to be this one family. It was like a grandma and grandpa and their daughters and then their family, which they were all believers. And they were like, it consisted of like, a large family. Like they had adopted children from like Ethiopia and Nigeria. And like, so they booked out the whole tour, just this one family. And then there's me.
Oh, that's so fun.
And so it actually was so much fun. Cause I'm like, I'm a part of your family.
I'm just
for this tour.
I'm just,
and yes, it was great. And honestly, Kristen, I am so thankful I did it in English because, while I would have, so the Anne Frank house is empty. It's a museum. The Corey Ten Boom house is still furnished. And so it was very drastic and you get to go and like sit on the furniture. And so every room that we went to, we would sit down and the lady would, talk about like what kind of what was happening, take you through the journey. Mm-hmm. And, but it was, when I mean, she made me tear up so many times and not because of like, anything to do with like the Holocaust,
like the story or anything.
Gospel. Mm-hmm. The gospel was woven in through literally everything and how sovereign God was over everything, how, Corey and her sister, Betsy, which is like mm-hmm. a really big part of The Hiding Place, how they saw God's goodness and his sustaining grace through everything. And then she related it to like today's world and how like we still have persecutions going on today. Like this was not mm-hmm. while the Holocaust was like this massive evil thing. It wasn't a one-time thing. Like it's still going on mm-hmm. throughout the world. And just how like what believers can do about it. I left incredibly encouraged, which was a stark contrast from like the Anne Frank house. Mm-hmm. I was like super sad when I left that. And this one, I literally was like listening to this lady talk and I had tears coming down my face. And it was just the beauty of the gospel that she gave. And to think that people are coming to this house because, it's like a really big thing, right? Like it was a famous book and mm-hmm. she and Corey, they hid all these people and she was in, you know, like the story of it. And they, a lot of them have never heard of who God is and who mm-hmm. Jesus is, and that the gospel daily, there's like 6 tours daily. And so for those 6 tours, the gospel is being proclaimed mm-hmm. in another country, that everything that Corey's family suffered at that moment may not have seen fruit, but like, here we are.
Right.
And it is just, man, it was incredible. So if anyone ever goes, you definitely have to go to the Corey Ten Boom House, but book ahead. You might get the Dutch tour
or book a Dutch tour and
or try book to, a Dutch tour and just ask,
try to be a part of a family.
Yes. Try to be a part of a family. They were really great. Yeah. So anyway, after that, I was like, well, I'm in Holland and I don't know when I'll come back, and I want to see the countryside and I want to see the windmills and like all these things. And so I booked a tour for that and ventured out by myself.
Good.
with a tour for a whole day. And that was really great. And then John Eric was able to join me. We actually went back to the windmills the last day so he could see them. Yeah. And it was just Holland blew my mind. It was, yeah. I would go back. It was really pretty. The people, while direct, like the Dutchman, whatever's on their mind, they're going to say to you. And they don't mean it rudely. That's just what they think. That's what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. They were incredibly welcoming, incredibly kind. And so, yeah, that was fun. Got back on a Friday. And then I had to report for VBS on Sunday night for a meeting. So I'm like, I haven't caught up from my like jet lag tiredness, which is what I think. I think every day I text you and I'm like, Kristen, I'm dying. I'm so tired. And it's like, VBS tired is a thing. They're just like tired.
Right.
VBS tired. And I feel like then there's whatever I'm feeling right now, because I
VBS
am like,
and jet lag and just jet lag tired. Being on the go for a month too and much. A half straight. Yeah.
Basically. And so, we finished up VBS today. And it was incredible. We had over 600 kids. And they raised, listen to this, kindergarten through third grade, almost $10,000 for missions.
That's crazy.
Almost $10,000. There were stories from parents that were saying, I refuse to give my kids money because they have a piggy bank and they need to learn what this is like. And that's how I am with my kids. Like, I'm not about to hand you $20 because you're not learning giving, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them was like, this one lady was like, my son has a really hard time saving money. Like, he burns a hole in his pocket. He gets it. He wants to do something with it, but he's been saving his money specifically for a game, and he's never done that before, and it's really hard for him. And he asked if he could take that money and give it to missions and like give it to our goers. And I'm like sitting here, like when they showed like how much on the screen the kids raised, I'm like sitting in the corner, like, you know, my little missions heart. I have like tears running down my face. But it's been a really busy, crazy week, and also been a really sweet time. I don't take for granted that I'm in a church where volunteering is just in our culture, in our church culture. We had almost 300 volunteers.
That's great.
VBS. It was crazy and amazing. And we couldn't pull off something like that without them. Emma has been at camp this week. Tomorrow is her last day. And so I might crash after that. I feel like I have to get through her camp and get her like done. And then you may not hear from me again, but, but it's fine. It's been,
I have to hear from you at least every day.
At least every day you do, which was a chore when we were seven hour time difference. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. I had to keep asking like, okay, what is our time difference here? Yeah.
Even when you were on your honeymoon in Mexico, even if I got a picture of a beach, there was like no context. A picture of a beach. that was our message, but at least it was on like central time.
Yes. Yeah. And then, when you were traveling in Holland, I was just like, okay, what's the time difference? Like, It was just, it was crazy.
And here we are.
And here we are back to our 1 hour time difference.
I am home for a while.
A while.
So,
but how great that like God has blessed your family and like, so you went over there primarily because your husband had work to do over there, right? Yeah. Like his job was taking him over there and they allowed you to be able to go along with like and experience things that you probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to, and that you have family that would step in and be able to help with your kids and things like that. Like just those blessings that God has given.
Yeah. We
are the opportunity to be able to have those. And I know those aren't lost on you, but
they're not. It takes a village, right?
Yeah.
100%. His parents and my parents have really stepped up and we're hopeful. Like my kids, I've got to get their passports. Like our goal is to take our children. It's one of the reasons we homeschool, not the only reason we homeschool for obvious reasons. Like, but it is one of the reasons that we homeschool. And so we, just family is really important. And, with John Eric's job, he was going to have to travel a whole lot. And so he was like, you know, if I'm going to travel, like I want to take my wife with me because that was important to him. And so that's not lost on me that, it's a gift for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're home for right now. And Kristen, we also have, this is our recap episode, right? Like this is our life. And you and I, when I mean recap, I mean, this is the first time we're literally like actually talking. We have texted, we've sent pictures. I've not heard your voice. I have not heard your voice since your wedding. So we are literally catching up with life. We have, we also didn't talk about this before. So what's your hope for like growing grace? Like we have, you know, there's fun things coming. Like you mentioned earlier and we have, I think one more episode in this series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, what's on the horizon?
What's on the horizon? So on the near horizon, our next episode.
I love that.
I mean, there's a near horizon, a far horizon.
That's right.
On the near horizon, our last episode of our doctrine series is going to be the doctrine of end times, I guess you could say, would be an easy way to what you'd say.
Revelation. Doctrine of Revelation.
And so we're going to get into that again, definitely are not going to be able to exhaust the topic. But we are going to present a couple different beliefs, hopefully within that, how people believe end times are going to play out. And none of us really know, 100%.
Spoiler alert.
but so that will finish up our doctrine series. And then I don't think we haven't talked about it completely. So don't hold us to this. This could change in the next 2 weeks. I don't think we're going to jump back into a series. I think we're going to be a little bit more intentional with the topics and the subjects and do more of topical type things. So what those are going to be, we don't know yet. That would involve us having planned things out and we haven't yet. We have talked about how we need to we wanted to sit down and plan out what we wanted, like our goals for growing grace for a year, for 5 years, like kind of have some type of vision casting, if you will. But just being able to talk about what we want this, like some goals and different things like that. And I know we have some that we've talked about in passing, but nothing, but we also haven't planned out episodes either. Okay. So this is now the second time that we've had to pause the recording and start it over again. One time, all of my things froze up. This time, Shanna accidentally muted herself on her mic. And so
I'm so tired.
We are trying so hard to get this finished up. Anyways, what I was saying was that we don't have anything necessarily that we like series that we're going to jump in. One thing I do know is that I would love to do some more interviews. And I know we have some interviews that we're going to be that are already scheduled and some more that we're going to be scheduling. So we enjoy interviewing people and having other voices on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We
you had so something that about, you were saying.
I have no idea what it was. Now. But like, I'm super everything. I don't know. I'm like, my first reaction is like, no, Satan, stop it. Because what are the chances? Both of us are having issues. No, one thing, we do have a really great interview coming up in the very beginning of August. And that I'm really excited for that. And we have a couple, we will have a couple of book giveaways after that interview, which everyone is going to want. I'm super pumped about it. So we have that coming up. We do have some interviews coming up. We also, I will get to see you hopefully in November.
Yes.
Because that meetup that we had last year has been announced and scheduled in November 3rd and 4th in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. In Danville, so we have Virginia. That. So we're really excited to be a part of that again and get to see. That was one of the most fun things was just being able to get together. That's kind of how we got to know some of the other podcast hosts a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so just being able to make those connections and get to know those guys a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the For Freedom podcast, I actually, like, we met them at the very, very first meetup before you and I were even in the network.
Yeah.
And that was so great. And then like this last year was when we got to meet the people who did the last episode, Beers and Bible, and they were crazy. And so that was a lot of fun. And so that's what I look forward to, the community of it all. And then having a weekend with you, it's a great time.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad either.
For the sake of the gospel. That's right. Hey, question for you as we're wrapping up. Life's been crazy. I'm still not unpacked. I've gone a whole week of EBS and I'm still not unpacked from Amsterdam. how's your reading plan going? We're still doing it.
I promise. I fell behind during wedding everything, but am caught back up mainly because my husband kept shaming me, saying that I was behind. Not really shaming me, but he would just be like, you're behind. I'm like, I know, but
accountability, shaming.
Exactly. That's what we're calling it, is accountability. Because we're also not competitive at all about it, but
not at all.
But I'm caught back up. I was behind and then had to do some catching up, but that's okay. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Like, that's just how it is. One of the things that Matthew and I have talked about that we enjoy is kind of the, what we've been reading most recently is walking through Solomon building the temple. And, it's, you know, coming from a couple different places where it talks about it and just kind of the details that are consistent in each one, but this one goes into a little bit more detail on certain things and the different perspectives. And so that's been really cool. At the end of it, Matthew said, well, I know how to build a temple now. So he's like, I'm going to go build a temple. I was like, are you though? It's been fun to be able to read through, and we got to read through a lot of Psalms. And it, another funny thing, Matthew was like, it's only one Psalm today, because neither one of us are super stoked about Psalms all the time. And I go, but it's Psalm 119. It's the longest one in the Bible. He goes, no,
it's the longest chapter.
But it was,
okay, I'm not going to go into the whole detail. I'm behind, obviously. Life. VBS.
Life.
Like, traveling. I only because I can read it on my phone or listen to it and mark it off, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm journaling in my, I have a journal Bible that I want to give to my daughter one day. And so, like, I have to go back and, like, reread it and, like, write what the Lord is showing me. And So I was telling Kristen before all of this, I'm like probably 10 days behind, which is fine because I can, it's easy for me to double up when I don't have 7 a.m. commitments.
Right.
But I wanted to pause and slow down because this particular reading plan had us do the whole Song of Solomon in one day. And I was like, hold your horses because the IFB skips over it. Like I've never, no one's ever taught through it.
Right.
On it, really, as far as I can remember. And so I was like, I'm gonna go slow. I read through it and I was like, that okay, Holy Spirit. Anymore. Because I was not, I don't understand.
Help.
I'm confused. And so I pulled like a couple of study Bibles out that I have, and then I was still really confused. So that's where I'm at on the Song of Solomon. But I will get caught up on that.
In your exact words, it was you decided to go slow reading through it, and that did not help.
It was not helpful, like it was not what helpful. I said. It was not helpful.
Not the Song of Psalms.
Not the Song. Yeah. Not the Song of Bible. Psalms. Me going slow.
Going slow.
But one day I was sitting at the tables before we got our kids back. They were still at Green Camp. So we had been home like one day, like it was Saturday. And I was like at the beginning of every book. I'm writing kind of like the key themes, the author, like just something that my kids can look back on. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I'm like, what the heck? And my husband's like, what happened? And I'm like, I just wrote all this down for the Song of Solomon in Ecclesiastes.
Oh no.
I'm so tired. And so then he's like, I'm like, I go to find my whiteout. And he's like, don't white it out. He's like, this is like a human error. Just
right.
Put in print, like, so like in parentheses, I have like this, see Song of Solomon. And then like, in Song of Solomon, I'm like, see Ecclesiastes.
There you go.
So the reading plan is going fantastic.
Going fantastic.
We are still doing it. And honestly, like we're in June. So I think it's amazing that we're spending time in the Word every day in June. And other than that, we will have some updates on our website. We want to update our reading list. You and I have got a lot of reading done since the last reading.
I did have to update pretty quickly because my husband
sure did. Can I just tell you, literally the day of your wedding, that was something he said to me, was
no
like,
way.
100%, 100%. He was we have to update that website now. And I was like, yes, we do. So I think like on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
I get this picture.
Right. He kept pulling it up and he was like, because I think in my bio, I said something like, as any single millennial single, or something like that. And he was like, what? I'm like, ah. So I
there's pictures of you and your brothers. And so now it's
so
like,
I reached out to Mark to update our website. I was like, sorry, whenever you get to it, but at least I can say that, you know, I've done my part. But
you can tell Matthew, because Matthew will be the first person to listen to this when it's released.
Yes.
You can just tell him, I did it.
I did my part.
Mark did it really quickly.
Mark updated it.
Shout out to Mark.
Also, you guys got to see a couple pictures of our wedding, and the other pictures that you haven't seen are even better. Like
they're so great.
Our friend took our pictures, and he made two very awkward picture taking people look relaxed and beautiful and wonderful. And I'm so excited.
I think my friend is beautiful and I think her husband is very handsome and they are very awkward picture taking people. He legit, when she sent me these like pictures, she's like, here's a sneak peek. And I'm like, oh my, they're like, so amazing.
Better than any of us could have imagined. So we might have to sprinkle a few more so people can see.
But you do that so I don't get in trouble. Okay. Well, I don't want to share you're looking at me crazy. I don't want to share your like pictures without your consent. So you share them.
Okay.
And then I can share them. I know. It's not here. I think the final thing that we want to say is don't forget about our merch. We have some on the website. And honestly, I love them and I get compliments all the time on them and on our design. I'm like, thanks.
I know.
Tell you where I got them from. Because yes. Like grow in grace, everyone wants to grow in grace. Like that's a very common like biblical church language yes. term. And so we just have a really pretty design with it on there. So
yeah,
you can go to our website, growinggrace.com, right? Is that right?
Been Growing a hot Grace podcast?
Podcast.com. Yeah. It's been a while.
We clearly know our, yes, growinggracepodcast.com.
Yes.
And there is our store
that you can way more organized in 2 weeks.
Yes.
When we come back with more theological content.
Way more organized. You'll be way more organized. I will not.
That's fair. That's a really hard topic too. So pray for me as you
do it. You got a couple weeks to prepare.
It'd be great. Yeah. Hey, it's been really great.
It has been.
I love seeing your face.
We persevered through all the technical difficulties.
Oh, we did.
And we made it through.
And VBS. Through. Kristen was like, when do you want to record this week? And I'm like, oh boy, it's VBS. Yeah,
like, I can't. I was like, we gotta.
Legit today, I'm like, we're like tearing down. And someone's like, Shanna, because everyone's like asking, how can I help you? What can I do? And they're like, I've watched you just circle the halls for like 10 minutes. Can I help you with something? And I remember this. I looked at her and I was like, Leah, I'm circling the halls. Like I was just out of it. And she's like, I think you've done enough. And you
I was going to say that would be like, you need to go home now.
Like that's your cue to go home. And so I did. I'll be well rested. Hopefully next time we do this.
Hopefully. All right, friend. Well, we made it through it.
We, and if our listeners have made it this far, I know they really love us.
Y'all are the real MVPs.
They really are.
All right,
friend.
Well, until next time.
Cheers thing.
Did you just take what I said? Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Grow in Grace podcast. You can find us at growingracepodcast.com for links to all of our social medias, resources we suggest, and to listen to previous episodes. We hope you can join us next time as we strive together to grow in grace.